Okay. How can I tell if it's really love I'm feeling or if it's only sex that I want?
Follow your bliss, and eventually the two will intertwine.
Hmm.
Your premise implies that sex and love cannot be at the same place at the same time.
It does, doesn't it?
And only a disconnected person would think that. When you are truly connected with who you are, following the impulse that is inspired from within, sex will be a part of it. It is only in your learning condemnation of sex that you want to separate it from love. People will say to you, well, sex you want to have with everyone. Love is only for a few. And we say, love is for everyone too.
Great.
And then you say, so are you saying that I should have sex with everyone that I feel like having sex with? And we say, well, they have a say in it too. But if we were standing in your physical shoes, we would lighten our feeling about all of that.
Mm-hmm.
We would understand that it is a natural impulse, mm-hmm. and we would begin to try to no longer condemn ourselves for our natural impulse. The reason that there is so much control around the subject of sex mm-hmm. is because those who seek to control you see it as something that, in other words, if there is someone wanting to control you, the way they go about it is by discovering something that is really important to you and then creating guidelines around it, setting you up for often failure. And the only reason that they didn't do it around food is because then they would have no one to control.
Okay.
It has always been a control issue. All of the laws around sexuality are control issues. They are someone else's issues.
Mm-hmm. How can I love my enemies, like the Bible says?
By wanting so much to feel good that you have no other choice. When you discover that nothing is more important than you feel good, you discover that nothing is more important than that you connect with who you really are. And when you connect with who you really are, then you have nothing but love for anyone. You don't point to the thing that is most appalling and love it. You just activate the vibration of love so purely within yourself mm-hmm. that you evoke the best from everyone. Mm. It is about selective sifting.
Nice.
It's about wanting so much to be who you are that that's who you activate in others.
This one asks, how can I love myself when there are parts of myself I don't like?
By activating the parts of yourself that you do like. It is the same answer. The reason it is the same answer is because from what we see from most of you, your conclusion is, this is not our conclusion, that you are your greatest enemy. In other words, the things we see you condemning most in others are the thing you worry about most in yourself. So when you learn to love your enemy, you'll be in there. You will have learned to love you too.
That's so good. Okay, why do I always get hurt when I fall in love?
Because you think you will always get hurt when you fall in love. That is the vibration that you've activated, so those are the people you attract. That is the dominant vibration within you. It can be no other way. Those who won't hurt you, you don't have access to, because you think you always get hurt when you fall in love.
That's probably the answer to this one, too. Mom and I are trying to get a husband for her and a father for me. Why haven't we been able to make that happen?
Same answer.
Same answer.